Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ohio State back in action this weekend. Their first game of the season. It is against the Akron Zips. And what a game. Right now, I believe the line's at 50.5 points, so going to be a close one. And to talk about this game, we're actually going to welcome on somebody who's going to call the game this weekend, and he appears now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, CBS Sports College Football Analyst, on the call for Akron and Ohio State on Saturday, 3:30, alongside Brad Nessler and Jenny Dell. It is the always awesome Gary Danielson. Gary, welcome to the show.
God, I miss Ohio. I'm back here, but... you know, I lived in Westlake. My son played hockey against North Olmsted and Mentor. I miss this area. I really do. And had a great drive from Cleveland Airport to Akron's practice down here to Columbus. It's a good week so far.
So I guess we'll start with Akron. Obviously, local team, but the program's been under the radar. What should we know about this Akron team ahead of the Ohio State game?
Well, not a lot, to tell you the truth. They're pretty salty on defense. They were a year ago. When you're playing this step up like this, this is going to be a challenge mentally and physically for them. They've got a lot of moving parts, but that's kind of the story for, you know, except for the icon schools that can retain their players in whatever way that means nowadays, you're changing a lot of pieces. Now, you know, the way I look at it for Akron and Joe Moorhead is, you know, you've got three tough games at the beginning of this year. And I think the challenge, it's really no different at any level. Even when I played with the Browns and with Marty talking to us, the great coach Marty Schottenheimer, he would always tell us, you know, I mean, we got to get better. That's the goal. Get better every week. Let's not worry about getting in the playoffs in game 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's worry about getting better, and I think that's the way Akron should look at it. Can they run the ball a bit better to take the pressure off the quarterback? Can their defense, they did pretty good stopping the run last year. Can they do it against an Ohio State team that struggled running the ball last year? It was really tough on a young quarterback, Kyle McCord. So, you know, that's their game plan. You know, can they hang in the game? Remember, we did the opening game a year ago when IU hung in the game. I mean, it wasn't pretty. They weren't going to win, but Ohio State didn't look good. I mean, Akron would take one of those games where they just hang in and compete for 60 minutes.
Gary, I know you guys typically meet with the staff's home staff on Fridays, so right. I'm not going to ask you a ton about what's going on in terms of this week, but just overall, what were your thoughts? You got the assignment for this game, and you know, obviously Ohio State, you've been there 1,000 times. Heck, you were calling games when I played way back in the early 2000s. And, you know, what do you think about this squad this year? Because everybody here says to me when they ask about Ohio State, you're like, man, they're like, this has to be the year, right? I'm like, well, I mean, I feel like that for the last 5 years. But, yeah, sure. I mean, it's got to be the year. What say you?
So, Dustin, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's
great memories. You're right. And we were there through the Tress years, and those were great years in my memory. You know, a lot of good games. So, I guess my thoughts are this is the state of, you know, what college football is right now. I've dealt with it a lot in the SEC, where the measurement of those teams at LSU and Alabama and Georgia, you know, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Florida. I mean, if you weren't competing for a national championship, it was a bad year. It was a bad year on the radio. You know, it was a bad year for the coaches doing all those speeches to the alumni. And Ohio State is no different than those SEC teams. I mean, they're probably the closest in the way the fan base is engaged all year. It's a 365 day a year Ohio State franchise. And when you go, you know, what is it, 10 or 11 straight year with 11 wins, I mean, that's the expectations going into this year. I think you guys would agree that the expectations are so high, and deservedly so. That's what you sign up with for when you play for Ohio State. That I think nationally it would be a much bigger story if Ohio State doesn't win 11 games this year. And obviously that means getting into the playoffs and making a run in the playoffs. And that's what this team is dealing with. But I think everyone understands that and embraces that, you know. So if I was them, looking at the football team I have, the way they've plugged their holes and the way they're geared up, I think if they play their brand of football, I think they go into this season saying we can play and beat anyone. The one area, I mean, there's really two areas that I think has last year didn't look the same to me when I watched Ohio State play. Obviously, because they were not able to run the ball physically when they wanted to. Not all the time, but when they wanted to run the ball, that has to be better. And because of that, their quarterback play last year with Kyle McCord, young inexperienced. He was there 2 or 3 years in the program. There was a bit too much pressure for him to make those plays. And with Will Howard being more experienced, if they run the ball better, I think that'll all smoothly fit together.
Gary Danielson on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's on the call this weekend for Ohio State and Akron. And the two teams that it seems like most people think have the best rosters in college football, Ohio State one, Georgia another. Who do you think has a tougher path to a championship this year, Ohio State or Georgia?
I think it's Ohio State. And I know the SEC is really tough. And I think Georgia plays at Texas and at Alabama. But I think they got Tennessee. Is that back at Tennessee this year? I'm not exactly sure. It's not in front of me. But Ohio State, you know, there's five teams that are considered a step ahead of everybody. You know, Ohio State plays four of them here, you know. So they've got to play good football. Their non-conference schedule isn't as challenging. You know, it's 6-1, half dozen of the other. But I think both those teams will make the playoffs. Now it's where you're seated. You know, one thing you don't want to do is, you know, you don't want to play early in the year. If you're Ohio State in the playoffs, you don't want to play at Texas or at Georgia your first playoff game. You know, you want to be at home or at least playing in a neutral site game by winning the Big Ten. So, I mean, there's a lot of great things. I think it's way better than it used to be, where, you know, opinion and polls are still there. But, you know, us guys that played, you know this, Dustin. I mean, nobody believed in the Ohio State team being able to win. They did it themselves back when they beat Miami.
Did you believe in us, Gary? Did you believe in us?
I knew you were a really good team. I didn't know if you'd be able to beat Miami.
I don't know that we believed in that team was really good.
Who cares what other people
do? No, I know.
You know, but that's the charm of college football. You have to go out and do that. And I think now we got the right mix. I think it's going to go to 14. But I really look forward to having the Southern teams go up north and play playoff games. I think that'll be must-see TV, and I think that'll be huge ratings for college football.
No, there's no doubt. It's going to be the best year, in my opinion, college football's had maybe ever, certainly in my lifetime, so I'm pumped for that.
We all get criticized for what we say, but I always thought 4 was worse than 2 because it kind of exposes your conference. I think 12 is way better than 4, maybe 3 times better. You know, it almost was the demise of the Pac-12 being left out of the playoffs, you know. So I think this is going to be great for college football. I really can't wait to get started.
So CBS now has the Big Ten. You've been doing SEC for a long time there with CBS. You're a Purdue guy. You're back in the Big Ten.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You feel good about it? You excited?
Yeah, of course. We're excited with the type of, you know, what we get to broadcast. I mean, I've been sitting in a chair for, this is my 35th year of doing
it. Wow.
The first game I did was University of Miami at BYU, and Ty Detmer won the Heisman that day. Number one, Miami going to play against BYU. I've had, you know, cream of the crop games for 35 years. You know, Brad and I do covering the Big Ten. Back in those days, though, we did do a majority of the Big Ten games, but out of our 15 games, we would do maybe 6 Big Ten games, 2 or 3 ACC games, a couple of Big 12 games, a couple of Pac-12 games. We got to cover the whole country. The last 18 years, it was just SEC. Now, you know, it was the top of the food chain. They won 13 championships. And a year ago when I was at the Big Ten meetings, I said, listen, it's all set up for the Big Ten. They've got the exposure. They've got the money. Everybody's going to see them. The challenge is for these next 2 years, you got to go out and prove it on the field. And they did. Ohio State took the de facto national championship game against Georgia and took it to a field goal try. And then Michigan ran the table and won the national championship. If the fans are really, you know, they know what they're watching. If the Big Ten competes and competes strongly and continues this run the last couple of years, they will flock to watch Big Ten football.
Gary, have you talked to Ryan Day about this game yet?
Not yet, no.
So one of the things we're kind of interested in is, you know, everything, you know, it's a $20 to $30 million roster is what people say. All the other, the different stuff that hasn't beat Michigan, you know, 3 straight times, losing there. Do you think that this is as much pressure as you can have on a coach going into a season where, it, to some, it feels like championship or bust?
You know, I don't think it was any different than it's always been, you know, at Ohio State. I really don't. I just, Ryan Day, it's a little bit different because, you know, this is Ryan's first head coaching position. Three straight years of losing to Michigan. I mean, 2 years ago, that home loss to Michigan, that was a tough one. You know, that whole Ohio State crowd, Fox was there, that pregame show, Urban Meyer was there. I remember that was a game that Ohio State just thought they were going to win. They felt they had the better team and didn't get it done. So whatever reason that was, and I know different fan bases have different thoughts on why that happened. But, you know, obviously when you collect this type of talent, and I have to say, I was on some Detroit Lions teams that would have taken this talent. I'll tell you that right now. So I know what they're lining up with, and they're primed to do it. But it's, to me, it's not much different than the talent I saw in that 2019 LSU team when Joe Burrow took it. The pressure was on them. They did it, and they competed, and they won close games. You guys have been following sports a lot. No matter how good you are, no matter how much talent you have, there's going to come those three or four games where it's going to be tight in the fourth quarter and you have to play clutch football. That Alabama teams, when they won it in 2021, they were clutch in key games. Joe Burrow won three games where they could have lost those games, and they ended up winning it. You know, it's just the way you have to do it. Michigan won a couple games when it was clutch right up there, last drive against Alabama. No matter how good your talent is, Ohio State is going to have to win a couple of clutch football games. And, you know, will it be at the Penn State game? Will it be the Big Ten championship? Again, I'd be shocked if they don't get into the playoffs. But positioning-wise, it's going to be just like the NFL. When I was with the Browns and they made their run for the championship, we had home field advantage. That is huge in the playoffs.
Gary, I think you talked to Bernie this morning because Bernie sent us a text and said, you know, you are the greatest reason for his NFL career. So that's pretty high praise from Bernie, huh?
Well, Bernie and I are very close. And, you know, I love the guy. And I will say this about Bernie, okay? I know there were a lot of great competitive quarterbacks back when I played, okay? You know, the Jim Kellys, the Dan Marinos, the Boomer Esiasons. But I wouldn't trade my guy, Bernie Kosar, for those guys. In a key clutch football game, Bernie was unbelievable. I mean, his teammates loved him, the way he played, under the duress he played under. I mean, he was a winning quarterback. I just wish, you know, the Browns could have stopped one more drive and got that chance to play in the Super Bowl.
You and me both, Gary. Gary, great stuff, man. Can't wait for you on the call this weekend. I enjoy the beautiful city of Columbus. And one more time, we really appreciate your time.
Anytime, and it is nice to come back. Sitting here looking at the hockey arena and the Hilton, this isn't bad. They've done some good things in the last few years since I've been here.
Columbus is pretty intense these days in the best possible way. Be good,
thanks,
Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Dustin. You got it.
Good talking to you, man.
Gary Danielson on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline again. CBS Sports College Football Analyst. He'll be on the call for Ohio State hosting Akron on Saturday at 3:30.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.